You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So we continue with the diseases of the heart, begging Allah Azza wa Jal to purify our hearts and make us from the people who will meet Him with a qalb salim. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the night of Jumu'ah, so it's a blessed night. So when we make a dua, say Ameen from the bottom of your heart. So tonight, disease of the heart is ishq. Ishq. What does ishq mean? Ishq is an Arabic term, refers to an infatuation or passionate love in general for women. It's a excessive love to the level that we can easily call it a disease. Why it is a disease? Because the person who is inflicted with ishq, whatever he looks at, wherever he goes, whenever he sleeps, all he thinks about is the mashuq. 24/7, he looks at the stop sign, he sees her picture. He looks at the chicken, he sees her picture. Whatever is 100% occupied, he will never be happy until he hears from her. Also, I'm giving an example of a female, but there are women also who have ishq with a man also. But the man is usually more into this. Now, before I continue, I don't know if it is the same meaning in Urdu. I found out that in Urdu, they use this term with Allah and with the Nabi, and that is prohibited. That's why I thought it's a different meaning, because otherwise, it is haram to say ishq ilahi. It's haram to say ana ashiq al-nabi. Why? Because this love, it's not just a love. It's a love with lust. And I cannot have that, astaghfirullah, with Allah or with His Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's why I asked before, because I thought, like, when we use the word, for example, alim. In Urdu, alim, a person who went 2-3 years and he got a course and he became alim. In Arabic, there are maybe 100 of them on earth. And when you say alim, yani, he's a scholar who spent all his life, literally. Or similarly, when you call, so I think the other day, somebody introducing me, Mufti so-and-so. He was 19 years old. In Arabic, if you tell someone Mufti 19 years old, it's like, it's impossible. Yani, for someone to become a Mufti in the Arabic meaning, this man has mastered the Arabic language, has mastered the hadith, mastered the Quran. And you know what I mean? He spent all his life in getting to that. And then he, the Sahaba, when he used to seek a fatwa, there's a very famous story. One, he went to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, asked him. He said, go to Abdullah ibn Umar. And then Abdullah ibn Umar said, go to this, go to that, and came back to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Everybody's scared to give a fatwa. So how can I have a Mufti at 20? Yani, the word fatwa is big. So I thought the word ishq is different because it is used a lot with ilahi or with nabi and all that, and that is prohibited. Because the word here, love, is not just pure love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all love him and we beg Allah to gather us with him. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. But here, this word ishq is a sickness. It's a disease. I cannot say I have a disease of loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, that is one of the best ibadat. To get close to Allah is by loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you cannot call it, I'm talking linguistically, you cannot call it ishq. Okay, it's clear before we continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called His love hub in the Quran, right? وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فسيأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه. And if you leave Islam, Allah will bring forth people who love him, whom he loves and they love him. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. And the believers, they have more love to Allah than everybody else. So the word that we use with Allah, with his messenger, is حب. Is حب. As a matter of fact, the dua that we know, اللهم ارزقني حبك وحب من يحبك وكل عمل يقربني إلى حبك. Ya Allah, provide for me your love and everything that you love and everyone that will bring me closer to your love. So the word is used is حب. Now, why would people fall into, what are some of the reasons for someone to fall into عشق? One of the main reasons, Ya Akhwan, is abandoning the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. All kinds of remembrance. And when we say remembrance of Allah, when we say dhikr of Allah, I know the first thing that comes to mind is Subhanallah walhamdulillah. This is part of the dhikr. But dhikr of Allah, salat is dhikr of Allah. Is there anything that has more dhikr than salat? It has Quran, it has tasbih, it has takbir, it has alhamdulillah, it has ruku', it has sujood. It is the best form of dhikr, right? Reading the Quran is dhikr. Remembering Allah before you make a major decision in your life, that's dhikr, that's a major dhikr, right? This is all of that is to get to that level that I remember Allah whenever I'm going to make a major decision in my life. So a person who's away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is easier. One of the reasons why they fall into this sickness, this ishq, is because they're away from the remembrance of Allah. What is the dalil from the Quran? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. And whomsoever stay away from my dhikr, again, Allah used the word dhikr, she has a miserable life. Miserable life. This person, have you ever, anybody here met anyone that is falling into ishq? Anyone? Somebody is really, I'm not going to ask you if you did yourself because you're not going to raise your hands, obviously. Have you ever met someone? Anybody? Really? You met somebody with ishq, right? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he was in Hajj. He was performing Hajj. And he saw a person, his bone, his skin is sticking to the bone. Very, very, very thin. So he asked, what's wrong with this man? And he's not normal. They told him, he is ashiq. He is ashiq. He said, listen to this. He said, I spent that Arafah, all of Arafah, which we wait the whole year for that day to be in Arafah to make dua. I made all my dua in Arafah. Ya Allah, do not test me with ishq. I just want you to feel how dangerous this is. This is not a joke. The person is blind. No matter what you say about the Habib, the Ma'shuq, they cannot comprehend. You will be, and the enemy, if you say one word about them. There's nothing that will please them except being in their company, hearing their voice, seeing their image. So the first is, the reason is being away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, there's a vacancy in the heart, because if the heart is full with the love of Allah, real love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no way it will be occupied by someone more than Allah. Is it clear? No, that does not mean I don't love anybody else except Allah. No, I love my family, I love my children, I love my parents, I love, no problem. But when the love becomes more than the love of Allah, then this becomes extremely dangerous. That is ishq. How could it be more than the love of Allah? Give me an example, anybody? The person that he loves will tell him, stop praying. He will stop praying. Don't go to Jum'ah. He will not go to Jum'ah. This is how obsessed a ashiq is with his ma'shuq. He will put that person above Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why it is extremely dangerous. We have no ashiq and we are having a problem focusing in salat. Can you imagine a ashiq? Allahu Akbar. He's gone somewhere else. So imagine, all the ibadat are a mess, literally, right? So the love of Allah is weak. Third reason, lot of leisure time. The person have a lot of free time.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, It opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
When he has a lot of free time, the shaitan comes and makes everybody very beautiful. That's why it's always, always be occupied. Get yourself busy. You lost your job. Get yourself busy learning something online, coming and helping, volunteering. Do not be alone. When you're alone, the shaitan is your partner. Fourth, I'm just going quickly. One of the main reasons for falling into ishq is letting your gaze wander. Letting your gaze wander. You do not apply lowering the gaze. غض البصر. It's an order from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gaze. After a couple of ayah, tell the believing women to lower their gaze. When you let your gaze go, يعني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now, let's say you're walking, especially now these days, we are living in a time of the year that the concept, the motto is, if you got it, flaunt it, show it. And I think many people have no mirrors at home. They leave the house without looking at the mirror. And many of them, they forget to get dressed before they leave. So if I am walking, if I'm driving, if I'm in the market, and one of those shayateen of a human is in front of me, my eyes fell into that, immediately I should not stare and lower my gaze. أَنَا أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told Ali رضي الله عنه, he said, يَا عَلِي لَا تُتْبِعْ النَّظْرَ النَّظْرَ فَإِنَّ لَكَ الْأُولَى وَلَيْسَتْ لَكَ الْآخِرَ. O Ali, do not follow a look with another look. The first, it's excused, but the second is not. I saw something immediately, astaghfirullah, by accident. So that first look is okay. But don't make the first look 15 minutes. Sheikh, leave me alone. It's my first look. I'm still there. Ya Habibi. No. So the first look, you're excused. The second look is dangerous. It's recorded a sin. Okay, so as we are mentioning the reasons, obviously you are concluding the cure. Lower your gaze. Lower your gaze. طيب. Just again, because of the time, I'm going to go straight to the cure. One of the cure is to have ikhlas with Allah Azza wa Jal. Have sincerity with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What's the evidence, Waleed? What is the evidence that sincerity will save you from ashq? Allahi barik fiqh. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لولا أن رأى برهان ربه كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا مخلصين. The story of Yusuf عليه السلام. She had the definition of عشق with Yusuf, right? Lady with her authority and status and wealth and and she fell in love with Yusuf. And Yusuf, look, subhanAllah, it's not our topic, but by nature, we men are created by default loving women. By default, it's in our heart, in our system, the attraction to women. She wanted him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and he wanted her, but because nature, naturally, he also is a human being. But what happened? Because he is a mukhlis, Allah said, I prevented him from falling into fahsha and sin. He was from ibadina al-mukhlasin. He was a sincere abd, and he was willing to do anything to keep her away from him. Rabbi, السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه. Ya Allah, I would rather be in jail than do whatever they're asking me to do. He is مخلص to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ikhlas in your ibadah to Allah will protect you from falling into this disease. Second, which is the logical one, if you are having عشق with someone, marry them. Marry them. If that's a possibility, that is the best solution. But most of the time, is the عشق is not with someone that is available. You have عشق with someone who's married. And that's very, very dangerous. So what should I do? Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he said, start thinking about her faults. Start thinking and telling yourself that she's not a perfect person. She still goes to the restroom. She still gets sick. She still, because you are attracted to the image. Tell yourself, if she was 200 pounds extra, am I still attracted to her? So that infatuation and that addiction that you have, tell yourself that it could disappear with her losing 200 or adding 200 or getting into an accident and getting amputated or whatever it is. Are you still going to be in love, or are you just in love with that image, with that voice? So remind yourself of her faults. That's another one of the cures. Convincing themselves that it is impossible. And you tell yourself that this, what I'm looking for, is impossible to achieve. This is impossible to achieve. Yani, as if someone, I want to go and live on Mars. You are thinking and occupied with something impossible. Impossible. And that will only call you a majnoon. That will make you a crazy and insane person. So remind yourself that I'm asking for something impossible. This woman is happily married. She has 5 children. This man is happily married. It's not going to happen. And I'm only wasting my time. I'm asking for something impossible. Another cure, dedicate. And this is one of the most important cures. Dedicate a certain amount of time or a certain ayat that you study on a daily basis to keep yourself connected with the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because when you are connected with the words of Allah, you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will protect you from falling into these sicknesses. Always you're reciting the Quran and you're contemplating and pondering upon these ayat, and that will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the closer you are to Allah, the higher the possibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting you. A lot of dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from falling, just like Ibn Abbas did in Arafah, in falling into the sin. And don't ever, ever say, this will never happen to me. Put me in front of this, in front of that, I will never do anything. Many people said that before you and they failed. And finally, increase as much as you can from La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 100, 200, 300, 1,000 times a day. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What does that mean? There's no way I will be able to leave this addiction. I will not be able to leave this ishq without Allah's help, because He is the Qadir and He is the only one who controls my heart. The hearts of all of us are between two fingers of the Rahman. He switches them the way He wanted. So Ya Allah, switch my heart to loving You, not to fall into this ishq. I tried to cut it down as much as I can, hoping that the message got through. We beg Allah Azza wa Jal in this blessed night of Jumu'ah to protect us all from any evil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I beg You the best of Your names for everybody who attended today, brothers and sisters, and everybody who's watching us. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, fill their home with love and mercy and tranquility. Ya Allah, protect their children. Ya Allah, protect their children from the evil people and from the evil jinn. Ya Allah, make the last deeds, their best deeds, and their last words, La ilaha illallah. Jazakum Allah khair.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.